The Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's Kelly's Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
The newest James Bond movie, Spectre, was number 1 at the box office this weekend. No surprise.
Sure.
Didn't quite take in as much as the previous James Bond movie, which was the all-time biggest ticket seller. This one took in $73 million.
All right.
The Peanuts movie, I forgot that was out this weekend, but I had so much going on I couldn't have seen it anyway. We'll make that on our to-do list with the McKelly, but it debuted in second with $45
million. Okay.
And coming in a distant third, last week's number one, The Martian, finally something good enough.
Well, yeah, it's been out
to get
a
that
month.
One out. Yeah, I think everybody that wants to see it has seen that one, but $9.3 million for third place, way behind. Now,
number four.
Speaking of James Bond, Daniel Craig says he's not sure if he'll do another one. He's given his stamp of approval, though, to a guy in a boy band.
Ooh. Oh, I know who.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Daniel was doing an interview with a British radio station, and they asked him, do you think Niall Horan from One Direction would be a good James Bond? You were thinking
Harry.
I thought it was Harry. Harry,
no.
Definitely.
Well, Daniel said he would. He liked that idea, and the reason this even came up in the first place was a couple years ago, Niall tweeted, watching Skyfall, that was the last James Bond movie, watching Skyfall, I reckon I'm the next Bond, don't mess with me, I just started growing a little chin hair. Well, that was 2 years ago. Niall's only 22, so would he be seasoned enough to play James Bond?
That's
probably not, but...
young.
Would that be a smart move by producers to bring in a new, younger audience?
It'd be an incredibly smart move.
Yeah.
But isn't he's Irish, right?
Well, he's still got, who cares? It's all part of the United Kingdom.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Niall's got, a big break coming up from One Direction, so he would have enough time on his hands to squeeze in a movie.
And it'd probably be a year from
there
anyway.
It doesn't bother me.
No, I think that'd be cool. Why not?
If he could be taken seriously and not, all the girls the whole movie screaming, that would be my nightmare, is going to a screening with nothing but One Direction fans.
Sure.
And every time his face came on the screen, so you can't hear what they're saying.
James Bond, the musical, and then he sings some little show tunes.
You know what I was thinking? At movies, they should give us earphones. Just in case, like at a comedy, because you know how you miss so many funny lines?
Yeah, you miss some funny lines.
So I thought you should get like those like Beats by Dre ones.
Why don't we have that?
Thank you.
Don't steal my idea. The annoying people that talk during movies. Yeah.
Well, speaking of One Direction, Walmart has made directioners and believers very upset by putting their albums up for sale this past Saturday, 6 days ahead of the scheduled release date. Justin Bieber's Purpose, One Direction's Made in the AM. They were both supposed to go on sale this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So why are fans upset about being able to get it early?
I don't know.
Well, the fans say it's disrespectful. That the whole, focus has been on Friday the 13th, all the rivalry is disrespectful. I don't get that. Does it not count towards the... No, it all counts towards the sales.
Yeah.
I don't know, but Walmart's receiving thousands of complaints. Some locations are selling out, so
We
don't want it yet, but some are like, I want it.
Sure.
In fact, fans of both, there's a rivalry there, but they are banding together on social media asking the true loyal fans to wait until Friday because that's what the boys would want. I don't get it.
I want you to buy it. It doesn't matter. Well,
okay.
If anything, it alleviates getting trampled at the store.
Right?
Yeah, for the mad rush.
Right.
But don't you? Most people do it online anyway.
I think so.
I don't know.
Some people
just want that hard copy because you get the lyrics printed out. I mean, I wanted the lyrics, which you can now download.
Yeah, you can get them on the
internet.
But
then you have to trust that they're even the right lyrics. People just type what they think they hear.
Well, you could hear the song.
You learn the songs wrong. It's very frustrating as a true fan.
Number two.
Well, it's been almost a year since Patrick Dempsey's wife Jillian filed for divorce. But yesterday, the two of them were spotted holding hands in the most romantic city in the world, Paris. So Jillian's a makeup artist. That's how these two met, I believe. Mm-hmm. And she's currently traveling the world with her A-list client, Jennifer Lawrence, who's promoting Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2. Jennifer's like, I want my favorite makeup artist, put her on tour with me. So that's what she's doing. Well, Patrick just so happened to be right across the channel in England filming the new Bridget Jones Baby movie. So he decided to channel across, I guess, to reconnect with his ex-wife. They were married 15 years. They got 3 kids. The divorce is not final. So maybe there's a chance they'll reconcile.
Maybe.
I wouldn't mind that because I think I've given up my chance of running into Patrick Dempsey and having him realize, you're the reason I got divorced. So I'm going to let him have him back.
All right.
And they don't go on tour until next year, but you can buy tickets to Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas's Future Now tour right now. They went on sale Friday, I believe.
Okay.
But you can also, if you click a few links, buy the Ultimate VIP Dressing Room Package for $10,000. You know, 5,000 each. I guess that makes it feel a little bit less extreme.
Okay.
You get your own private backstage dressing room, a catered dinner, so you're treated like a celebrity yourself, access to a side stage lounge, and this 10 grand package is for four people.
Oh, okay.
So you divide that up. $2,500 each. It's getting a little bit better and better, right?
Okay.
Demi and Joe will both come to your...
Nick?
Demi and Nick will both come to your room to sign pictures, take... Oh, you know, do autographs and all that. Okay. That'll be fun.
That's cool.
But here's the thing. That does not include a concert ticket.
That's weird.
So you still have to buy a separate concert ticket, and you have to have the concert ticket in order to buy this VIP package. Oh. You can't just buy the package and not go to the show. You have to do both.
So you already have to have the tickets before you purchase this $10,000 experience.
Which is good for four people.
Right.
Break it down, $2,500 each, not so bad, but you have to buy the ticket on top of it.
Got it.
It is pretty bad, $2,500.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Way too much money.
And you have to, who loves Nick and Demi that much?
I mean, I do, but I don't have that
you.
Much money.
Call us if you are buying this package. We would love to talk to you now and after the fact to tell us if it was worth
it. In fact, we'll come with you, you know?
Sure, we'll be one of the four. Hey, there's four of us. Why do you need to go?
Yeah, we'll go. We got you.
All right, that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Thank you, Kelly.
Is it that time again?
Yeah, it's that time again, Big Al. Mac, Jennifer Beasley won $590 an hour ago playing Beat the Bank, but it went up to $1,000.
It did.
Hey, you never know how high it's going to go. That's the point of the game. A little gambling action going on.
Uh-huh.
If you want to get in this hour, just go ahead and call us. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What number would you like, Kelly Raspberry?
13.
Caller number 13, you will get to play Beat the Bank coming up next.
Winning up to $1,000 is great, but how about up to $5,000? Win up to $5,000 twice a day this Thursday at 7:20 and 8:20 Central. It's $10,000 Thursday on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.